Managing Farm Energy Use and Energy Production, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Today we have Tom Richard back one more time to discuss both the production of energy and the use of energy on the farm. Richard is a former professor of ag and biological engineering at Penn State University.
Energy use in agriculture is a major cost for farmers. And so spending some time to focus on the energy efficiency opportunities, reducing energy needs, and also what are the on-farm energy resources is very important for the bottom line. And every farmer should do that.
Richard pointed out in an earlier show that farmers are not just energy users. Many of them are energy producers as well.
Agriculture in general, but also farmers working together, have a huge opportunity to build new markets for energy that's more sustainable and that's domestic energy that creates more jobs per unit of energy than any of our other energy resources and can actually improve our rural economies.
With many farms staring down a dismal financial forecast for this year, and with energy being one of the biggest production expenses for these farms, Richard says farmers could examine ways to cut energy costs and look for opportunities to profit from the demand for energy. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.